Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, it was another busy day. The Champions Cup underage cross country was taking place.
Aye, indeed it was, and Finn Valley this morning, 11:30 start, and a good morning for it, and the weather cleared up, the numbers were big, there's about 300 plus, and I was just counting their 9 clubs turned up. It was a kind of a come and have a go meeting before the real championship season starts. You know, that's going to happen starting next week with Donegal Championships and not Donegal Novice Championships, and indeed Underage Championships in Carndonagh. And so this was an annual get the season going kind of an attempt, and well, it was dominated by the local club Finn Valley. They won the Champions Cup once again, and their captain was Oran McBrearty. A lot of excitement at the end of the meet, but there were other interjections by some strong results from other people. But I'll roll down very quickly through it. The under-9s was a 1-1-2-3 for Finn Valley with Dara Coyle, the main man there. Donegal, Finn Valley's winning the team. North Leitrim second. Then the 9 girls, it was Finn Valley 1-2 there. Hannah Brown winning the individuals. We had Adam Breen and Ken Doherty ahead there with Finn Valley winning the team. That was in the under-10s. Yeah, in the under-10 girls, Finn Valley beating the Rosses in that one. Then in the under-11s, it was Cranford again up on top. They had an individual winner as well with Ashin McHugh, a young boy who has been very prominent in schools results and indeed in inter-club results from Cranford, so well done to him. And then we moved on then to the under 11 girls, and Molly Gallagher up from Cumming National School was the winner of that. Indeed, her twin sister was in a very strong scoring Finn Valley team with Kiefer McElhenney and Yasmin Barrett-Doherty. They won the team, no problem there. Rosses were in second then, and that's a very strong under 11 girls team, in fact, coached by John Rogan and John Doherty. And then we had the under 12s. Well, it was Oisin McBride, Cranford, an individual winner there. Finn Valley from Milford was the team scorer there. Then moving down the line to under 12 girls, it was Finn Valley and the team in the Skillin were second. Kate Kelly in the Skillin was the individual winner. Under 13s, then we had Scott Williams, North Leitrim. And indeed Finn Valley beating North Leitrim in the team, but nice to see a North Leitrim individual winner. They had a big crowd in attendance. And Megan Mullally of Inniskilling was the under 13 girls winner, with Inniskilling beating Finn Valley by about 7 or 8 points. So well done to them. Odrin Rogers from the Rosses was the individual 14 winner. And then we're moving on down through the list. We had under 14 girls, we had Sarah Mulvaney Kelly, North Leitrim, from Father Houston, from the Rosses, being in second. Then under 15 boys, well, it was Odrin McBride of Finn Valley. Odrin McBride from Finn Valley and Conor Gallagher. Odrin McBrearty, that should read. And then we had, who was the Finn Valley team captain? And then girls under 15, it was Karen Mulvaney from North Leitrim. The Glasslock girl, McKenna, was second. And finally, in the under 17 section, it was Keenan McFadden from Cranford, from Priestley, of course, to one there. And Elsa Moore, who ran really impressively from Lifford Strabane, she was the under 17 individual winner. And the team result there went to Inniskilling. So Elsa Moore running very, very strongly. So well done there from beating a Mid-Ulster athlete, Poppy Hastings. So that was it. A long list of results, but the season is now underway. The school story is over at the moment. And we're moving on next week to Carndonagh. We're moving on tomorrow at Finn Valley once again for a 10 o'clock in the morning start for the Glenmore 10 mile. Those entries online close tonight at 8 o'clock, but those still wishing to enter can come along in the morning, say about a 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and get their name on the list. So another busy day at Finn Valley tomorrow, Glenmore 10 mile, and hoping the weather will hold firm until then. So cross country next weekend, Carndonagh. Donegal Novice, the highlight and the focus, the big focus there with underage championships. And of course, tomorrow, the Glenmore. And then one other item, the Donegal Athletics annual awards, covering 2 or 3 years, because there was no function there for a couple of years with the pandemic. So it's going to be a busy night in the Bayview Hotel next Friday night over in Killybegs, hosted by the Killybegs Club. So that's the story in the Donegal scene at the moment in athletics. Successful day today, looking forward to tomorrow, and then looking beyond that to a social night like Friday night, and then those Donegal Salmon Chips in Cairndonagh the following Sunday.